Hello. I was doing some sound effects for a friend who shall remain nameless, and they mentioned Pikmin 4, who shall remain nameless. No, that doesn't make sense. Anyway, we're going to play some more Pikmin 4. I'm going to do each day as a different recording. Like, I'm just going to sit and play Pikmin 4. But every time I get to the end of a day, I'm going to hit stop recording, start recording, and so I'm going to have a bunch of files that automatically each have one day of Pikmin 4 in them, and then this is going to be a bunch of episodes that will come out probably not as its own separate series. Like, it'll just come out mixed in with whatever else it's mixed in, you know? So we are currently about to embark on Rescue File 1, Day 14, Lokothor, last played January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August. August 28th, 2023. So it's been a while. It's been a while since August. And we need to rescue all castaways. Kind of like using the term castaway. Oh my gosh. Friends, since I last played this, I think there must have been some sort of update, perhaps, or something like that. The loading screen has a loading bar underneath it. Instead of just a Pikmin walking in place, there's a little bar that's filling up, and, you know, it's letting me know that something is happening, that the game hasn't 100% frozen. Gosh, I barely even remember how to play this video game. We don't want to call a return Pikmin. We want to get into our spaceship. We want to talk to the Explorer. We want to talk to Colin. We're all set over here. The SS Beagle can take off whenever you're ready. Ready to explore? Which area would you like to explore? So we have the Sun Speckled Terrace. I think that there was some stuff that we couldn't get up to. Like, we couldn't get high enough to, I think, even with yellow Pikmin. So I don't know that we can do this 100% yet. But we'll try the Blossoming Arcadia. The Serene Shores has the least accomplished in it, which I think means we have the best chance of finding something that we haven't done before. So let's go to the Serene Shores. Oh, and I forgot to say, you know, welcome to the podcast, listeners. If you're listening to this, then you're welcome in. Unless you're one of those objectionable types that I really don't care for. If you're one of those objectionable types, you won't know it, is the thing. Normally you'd say, you know, if you're blank, you'll know it. In this case, you know, the thing about those objectionable types is that they kind of don't know. Like all the people that love their Teslas, that love Emerald's Mud, they don't got any idea. They don't see the problem, you know? The other day someone said, hey, you should learn the C programming language, you can do it in a week or two. And you know, a lot of people were like, yeah, the C programming language is really cool. And then everybody with a clue was like, No, don't tell people that. That's the kind of advice that sounds good, but actually is not. Alright, so we're allowed 50 Pikmin right now. It's suggested blue, ice, and question marks. So I'm going to hit X. It's going to grab 25 blue, 25 ice, and we're going to confirm this. There is some sort of treasure just a little bit outside the base. I can see on the mini-map. It must have been down the ramp, and we didn't have enough time to get it all the way back to base. You know, I really like... Oh, what's happening here? What on earth? Some sort of water spouter? There's ZL to look this way. Is it buried? Is there a treasure under the sand? I'm standing exactly where the treasure is. And yet we see no treasure. How mysterious. Well, I guess we can't get too hung up on it. Let's just have a look. That seems dangerous. If I have our blue Pikmin attack this water spouter. Okay, good. Let's, do we want that? No. Oh, hey, let's... There's a little buried collection of stuff. Oh, even Ochi can go down there. All right, we have uncovered some raw materials. There's a lake nearby. This lake seems very serene, as the title said. Is this a bug? There is a crab monster. We defeated the crab monster. We took one loss. No, we took zero losses. That there was a little spirit, but that little spirit was the crab monster itself. All right, we're gonna push a paper bag, forming a ramp. Paper bag lowered. Can we... Whoa, not that. We need to push Y to ride. If we ride Ochi with our Pikmin equipped into the water, then we can get across the water. And once we're over here, we can get off. I see a tiny plastic sword. This looks like something dangerous. It was a lobster monster, a lobster weasel. Okay. Well, we've defeated the lobster weasel. There's a bunch of water here. Maybe we don't want these ice Pikmin. I keep thinking, oh, we should just go do that stuff in the water, but then the ice Pikmin would get all messed up in the water, you know? Well, there's a tiny plastic sword. Ooh, can we turn this into a base? Let's move our base. Okay. New treasure collected. We've obtained the tiny plastic sword at the water's edge. Alright, there's a sand door. We will have the Pikmin work on the sand door. Can we... It doesn't look like we have lost track of our other Pikmin, exactly. I guess everyone's just working on the sand door. We'll double check once the sand door has been opened up. Alright, we have all Pikmin in the crew. And they're gonna return all these little bits. I guess when we moved our base, it automatically dragged the Pikmin that were at our old base to the new base in the process. Which, if so, thank you, Miyamoto. You know? I don't know that Shigeru Miyamoto is working on this project specifically as a game designer. Oh, we got a little, a nectar fairy. How do I lock on? Yeah, it's ZR to throw. Oh, we got, it wasn't a yellow nectar, it was like a spice a bitter bug nectar thingy. Do I just walk in? So ice Pikmin just... They just... Unbreakable, it would seem. Too bad. Okay, so we need to freeze this water. But we don't have enough ice Pikmin to freeze the water. I'm a little confused as... I know that I knew how to do this at one point. There's another underground thing. What will they uncover, I wonder? Dig, 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 dig. Dig, 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 dig. Raw materials. Dirt mound excavation completed. We got some spicy berries. What is... I'll have enough to look at my index or something, you know? Alright, here's what we're gonna do. I keep getting nervous that we're gonna accidentally mess up all of our ice Pikmin. So we are going to go all blue Pikmin. And then I will be less worried that they're gonna get messed up, you know? Because yeah, you know, not saying that Pikmin have different value to me. I love all my Pikmin equally, except they have different levels of value to me, and I don't love them all equally. All right, we've killed a water shooter bug, and now we can kill a fish. And then we can find another water shooter bug. Oh. Oh! It's getting away! It's getting away! Okay, we've collected. We've defeated a water shooter bug, and here we have a peach. It's the thing that the emoji is based off of. It's an actual peach. Oh. Oh. It's low tide! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And then... there's some magic gold. There's a raw material. I guess at low tide... Oh, at low tide some monsters come out, is what happens. Ah, no, we don't have enough Pikmin. Oh, no. The weasel lobster is going to get us. All right. We got to escape from that weasel lobster for now. Okay. So I was approximately correct. We, in fact, want different Pikmin at different times. And now we want as many ice Pikmin as possible. And now let's go back to those little jellies that we couldn't break before, and oh dear, there's still jellies in the way. Well, all right, some of these jellies have been exposed, and so we're going to break the jellies that we can break while we can. We're going to accomplish something, even if some things are hard, we'll do what we can. There's a little, a slither tulip monster. And... Charge, you silly bugs! Okay. Hydro Jelly Burst! These ice Pikmin don't really get to it. It's unfortunate. All right, we're gonna defeat some hydro jellies. Oh, there's an Easter Island statue over there if we build the bridge. All All right. Now there's a few more monsters here. All right. Ooh, let's, oh, if you feed yellow nectar to Poochie, then he heals. How kind. Okay. Okay. We've been bursting jellies. Are there any other jellies that we should burst? I don't see any other jellies that we should burst. At least not anywhere nearby. It looks like if we build a bridge, we can get a part. So let's... Actually, first, let's collect some gold. Next. There's a jewel inside of a clam. Let's send in Poochie. Alright. And then we're gonna throw some ice Pikmin, call them back before the thingy clamps. And then, once it's frozen in place, we're going to have them... Ah! We almost got our little picks eaten. But don't worry, it's safe. Alright, so we have obtained a badge treasure. And a clam treasure. Oh, they're gonna convert it to reds. Okay, well, that's fine. Treasure collected. It's like a Saturn pin. And then we collected a clam. Oh, it put out two seeds because two of our ice Pikmin had perished. So let's put those away. Bring out two more ice. We've only got 54 ice Pikmin, or 52 ice Pikmin, maybe it was. We've got a perilously low number of ice Pikmin. And we're getting into our last time segment. So we're gonna have 34 Pikmin build that bridge. And now there's 16 Pikmin left in our squad. They're gonna work on that, and meanwhile we're gonna come over to another spot and build a different bridge simultaneously. Gonna build another bridge samtempe, they say. Samtempe, they say, if they're speaking in Esperanto. They'd say samtempe. Let's see. Oh, here it is! So we're gonna build this bridge. And... Oh, this is a quite rocky, craggy beach. I actually like this quite a bit. This is fun. Clay bridge completed! Okay, so over here... The 34 Pikmin making the first bridge are gonna collect the Easter Island statue, and we're gonna take it back home. Do not do this in the real world. Do not steal native artifacts in the real world, but I guess in the Pikmin world, where all the people are gone, well, all the humans are gone, I should say, then maybe it's permissible. Alright. Whomp! We've turned it into sparkles. 7,000 Sparkleum collected. You two are naturals with this exploration stuff, Lokothor and Ochi. You've collected so much energy, I think we can fully restore the SS Shepherd. So do we unlock a different... Main missions. I think we've unlocked another level. We got a little bit more of our second bridge here. Remember, there's two bridges that we were trying to build. Alright. We have constructed the bridge, and we've saved our little picks. We can just go to Sunset. How do I... Minus? End day. Yep. Side missions. Talk to everyone you've rescued. They might have requests you can fulfill for them in exchange for various rewards. Yeah, we'll talk to people. Ba 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 ba. I forget. Did I get to character create my little captain? Did I pick the blue hair, or did it just naturally have blue hair? Because blue hair is what I would have picked. Alright, our big rocket ship has sparkled to the maximum. We've got enough energy stored up that we should have no problem starting the SS Shepherd's engines. So the engines are converting sparkles to electricity or something? Like, the only reason you need to store energy to start an engine is if the engine is, like, you know... Like, you need gasoline to start an internal combustion engine, right? So you're storing up gasoline, you know? Anyway. I'll make sure the ignition is functioning properly. It's shaking! And the front's lighting up! The tail's lighting up! Engine's on! Restored SS Shepherd's engines clear! 7352 out of 7,000! We've stored up plenty of energy for the SS Shepherd and expanded the radar search engine. The engines are ready to go. Now we can take off at any time. We can only find our pilot. Until then, the SS Shepherd remains grounded. Exploration results day 14. No one rescued. But we got some sparklium. We got 785 sparklium. We're at 15%. We gained 2% today. That's less than I was hoping for, honestly. Hey, Dingo, isn't it time you got back out there and helped us search for the missing castaways?
Maybe, but who's going to protect the rescue command post while I'm gone?
Claro. And it has been helpful to have Dingo on call to provide the necessary guidance for Locathor. I suppose I hadn't considered it that way.
Well, be sure to consider it in the future. That was a close one.
Ha, he doesn't want to go out and do the things. Alright, we have a side mission, Fusing Onions Type 3. We confuted 3 out of 4 onions. All the little darlings, find 75 creature species, we've got 55. Appraisal Frenzy, we're at 69 out of 100 treasures. Investigate one area 100%. Grow the Pikmin population, 29 out of 300? We've only grown 29 Pikmin? What? No way. All right. Main missions, rescue all castaways, rescue Olimar, rescue the rescue corps. Rescue the rescue corps sounds like a pretty hard group. Rescue mission day 15. Oh, I got that's it. That's it for now. We'll play more Pikmin another time, friends. Goodbye.